Dr. Alistair Smith and Wezzo, the physio. Wezzo used to come and pick us up every day after the injury and take me into training, and if it weren't for his rehab, you know, probably wouldn't be playing today. So obviously I've got a lot to thank him for, but as people, you know, they're the best types of people you can work with in football. They're dedicated and they give you the time of the day, which is, for their roles in the football club, massive.
You were playing for Cheltenham at the time. It was a horrible leg break and a real freak incident. Take us back, what, 10, 11 years?
Yeah, 10, 11 years ago. So the ball's been played up to Paul Connor. Knocked it into my path to take a shot, and as I've planted my foot, Damien Spencer's come right through the back of me. Double leg fracture open. Dislocated my ankle, straight to the hospital. Once I got there, the surgeon obviously looked at me and said, you'd be lucky if you even walk again properly, let alone play football. And 18 months later, you know, I was back on the pitch.
It's an incredible thing about sports people that you have those injuries and then you almost get forgotten about in the public eye because you're doing all this work and all this rehab. I guess that's where the medical staff and the people around the club come in.
Yeah, obviously mentally, you know, it's really hard. I was out for, you know, that amount of time and had loads of implications with it, and there was weeks where, you know, I was thinking I'm not going to get back. I was walking with a limp, but Wezzo stuck with us and gradually got me back playing, and I had to adapt my game. I was a winger back then, and, you know, I had to adapt to playing my more central role, and it's still been good stead, yeah.
And I guess whatever happens Saturday against Forest Green, you'll be buying him a pint, having a chat to him, whatever, to say thank you. You'll always be grateful.
Yeah, of course. Every time I see him, I always say thank you very much. And, you know, still speak to Wezzo most weeks, just about football and how they're getting on, how we're getting on, etc. But as I say, he's a top man and got a lot to thank him for.
When you've been so close, in fact, to your career being ended, does it kind of make you appreciate it a bit more? Did it change your perspective even all that time ago as a much younger man?
Yeah, well, I was only young at the time, and, you know, I was a bit of a prospect coming through. I was doing really well at Bristol City and then moved across to Cheltenham, hoping to drop down a little bit to kick on again, and then obviously it happened in my first game, so it set me back. But I think it took about 3 or 4 years to get back to full fitness with how bad the injury was, and, you know, I had a few mental issues at the time which I had to address, and obviously once I realised I could get back to fitness, the gaffer took us in at Southport and took me chance, and I've ended up back here.
And I guess fast forward into the present, that experience that you've got can stand you in good stead. You're going to be one of the ones in that dressing room, aren't you, putting arms around shoulders and saying we've not done anything yet?
Yeah, well, that's it. You know, every, you know, 19 games to go in the season, we said everyone's going to be a cup final, and, you know, it's up to, like, the more experienced lads to get the younger lads through it. And, you know, I've had 4 promotions already. I think I'm the only one in the changes with a promotion to me name. So, you know, the experience I've got, I'll help the lads as much as I can and try and get us over that finishing line.
Where would this rank if you could do this in the style you're currently doing it?
This would probably be the best, yeah. With the squad we've got, the budget, you know, the league itself, what we have facility-wise, you know, on paper it shouldn't be happening. But the gaffer's got a great squad together, and he's put belief in every single player right from the first day. We started in pre-season, and, you know, it's shown all season. I think we had a little blip in December, but we've stuck to our guns, stuck to our game plan. Yeah, I think on merit we are where we are, and we should be here.
And how important is it, just lastly, that you deal with Forest Green in exactly the same way as you did at Luton, who were top of the league last week?
Every game's a cup final, and, you know, we respect our opponents and we work on their threats. And then once we can't try and cancel them out, then it's about us. It's all about us. And, you know, if we perform, I'm sure we'll get the points, or, you know, it'll be a good performance. And at the minute, it doesn't look like we're going to lose games, which is a positive thing going into, you know, the business end of the season. So I think we look quite strong, to be fair, yeah. I'm happy.